Congregation will begin this morning's worship service singing from Psalter 275, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou, O Lord, art God alone, everlasting is thy throne. Through the ages men shall sing praise to heaven's eternal King. Thou, enthroned above the skies, wilt for Zion's help arise. Let thy grace to her appear, for the promised time is near. 275, stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
Scripture reading for this morning can be found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, and we'll read verse 1 through 12. First, we will hear the holy law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We mentioned to you Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way thus far.
Our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be given unto thee, or richly multiplied unto thee, from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. All-knowing and all-sufficient Lord, what is it a wonder what we just sang, that everlasting is thy throne, and that all ages shall accord the glory of the Lord, and that thou still continuest thy work till the day of today, yea, till the last day of the earth. Lord, when we then may come together in this morning hour of this last Sabbath day of the year, at the same time the last day of the year, year that has gone by so swiftly, a year in which so much happened, a year also when we were given to be under thy precious word, and the eternal testimony, a year in which thou hast laid down around the tree of our life to see if there may be fruit. And Lord, all things are known to thee, whether thy word has found entrance in the heart, whether the callings out of the realm of nature, and especially out of thy word, have been sanctified or not. And Lord, then the thoughts multiply of this one or that one. And when we think back in the year that is past, Lord, give us then to look into the mirror of thy law, as we heard it this morning, and to bow our heads in shame. The heart may be broken, and that the spirit becomes contrite, and that it may be experienced and confessed, sinned against all commandments, and also in the past year and the past week kept none of them, and that also after receive grace in the life of thy children, it may be experienced that even then we are ready to halt and stumble, inclined to all evil. And our Lord, wilt thou now work with thy spirit in the heart of our children, young people, and the adults and elderly, that when we reflect on the year that is gone by so quickly, we all may become the guilty one before thee. Lord, thou hast granted so many blessings, and thou hast given us so much individually, as families, as congregation, year in which they were given to be instituted, but thy word is the same, and thy work is also the same. And Lord, may we then command one another, also this congregation, unto the throne of grace, that thou who art the God from the past, the help in ages past, may also be that God for years to come. The closing of this year that has gone by, and in the day of tomorrow, in the beginning of another year. And Lord, wilt thou then spread the wings of thy mercy upon this flock and each and every one of them, upon the office bearers, and the elders and the deacons, upon custodian and organists, and all those that belong to this flock. Remember the sick and the needy, those that struggle physically, emotionally, those that struggle with old age and loss of memory. Lord, we beseech thee, be around about each of them and give all that is needed for body and mind, but especially for each of us, give what is needed for the soul as we travel to eternity. As there have been also in this past year stood around an open grave, small grave or a large grave. And Lord, then the thoughts multiply. You do then uphold and strengthen and instruct from thy precious word. And when the question comes for each of us, what thy word has done, and whether it be well when thou wilt search us out, Lord, that then thy word may have found entrance. We are not too young for that, not too old for that. We are not too wicked and too indifferent for that. We are even not too pious for that. For thou knowest how to make a wicked sinner before thee, grieved because of sin, longing and yearning to know the way of salvation outside of self. And thou knowest how to strip thy people from all they have in themselves, and to bring them at the feet of the child in the manger, to worship him with fear. Lord, to that end, wilt thou then bless us in this morning and give an ear to hear, a heart to sigh, Aaron's and hers in our midst, those that may listen only with a hunger and a thirst and a longing to hear thy voice and to hear their name, but also that name of a hymn given to salvation, that one name of Christ, that we have no rest until we may find him, like the shepherds, like the wise men from the east. Help thy servant, give him also what he stands in need of this morning, a little taste of that which he has to handle for his own heart and soul. when all Zoe's thoughts multiply. Lord, give thy word to speak and the thoughts in the mind, and may it be good in thy house. Forgive all that was amiss. Look upon us not because of who we are in ourselves, for then thou hast to pass us by. But pass us not by, Lord. What wilt thou then do with thy great name? But for thy name's sake, visit us and touch the heart, that it may be an unforgettable hour, an unforgettable day in thy house, in which thou showest that thou art a God who works surprisingly, but also unexpectedly. And those that struggle, attacked and assaulted, Lord, encourage and lift them up a little to look away from self, for in us there is no hope, but to look, give us to look up unto thee, where there lies all hope, that it be true our hope is in Jehovah's state. We ask all these things in the name and for the sake of Christ alone. Amen. While your collection be received and the Lord bless thee and thy gifts, you will sing together from Psalter 438, the stanzas 1 and 3. The spacious heavens loud the glory of our God with full majestic praise. The open firmament unmeasured in extent, his handiwork displays. And God's law, a perfect whole, is saving to the soul. 1 and 3 of 438. Thank you. solemn day, beloved. This last day of the year of our Lord 2023. Solemn day when undoubtedly the thoughts of each of us multiply, and in which each of us has their own memories, which soon shall be history. How often has the Lord spoken in the realm of nature? How often has He spoken unto us by His precious word? We were given from Sabbath day to Sabbath day gather. We were given this congregation to be organized and instituted, and to continue to hear the same precious word of God: death in Adam and life in Christ. And then at the end of another year, there is one question to be asked and to be answered. It is not a question what we have achieved this year and what we all have accomplished, but the question is, what has God's word done in our life? Because however we twist and turn it, also the year 2023, for many, it just becomes history. But one day it will come back. And then the Lord will ask, what have you done with that precious time of grace? What have you done with that precious word of me? Have we ever, by heart renewing grace, be made missing and seeking and hastening? And have we ever been brought at the feet of Him who humbled Himself, taking upon Him the form of a servant and becoming equal to man in all things, sin excepted? There is a people, beloved, who has no rest until they may know from above how they have been brought there to worship Him at His feet. Shall we consider that with the help of the Lord and awaiting His blessing, God's word? Our text can be found in our scripture reading, Matthew 2, verse 2. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? So far, the question that we all need to learn, be it well, for time and eternity. And we write under this text, the wise men from the east, they were in the first place called by the Father. In the second place, led by the Spirit. And in the third place, brought to the Son. Called by the Father. And the Lord has used special means of a star, and they had one Bible text.
Those wise men from the East had only one Bible text. They were led by the Spirit. What does the Lord do? He brings them under His precious word. And they were brought to the Son to bow before Him there. It's a well-known portion, young and old, that we have read together this morning from the wise man from the East at his last Sabbath day of the year, and as a reflection upon Christmas that we just recently this week had. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, behold, some wise men from the East came in Jerusalem asking the question, where is he that is born King of the Jews? And that was, beloved, a touching question. For who were they, those people that came all the way from the East? And what did they come to do? Well, they came from the East, let's consider that first, from Mesopotamia, the land where one time Israel was led into the exile in Babylon, the land where also the rivers Tigris and Euphrates were, and then you know that was also the land where one day paradise was situated. Because those same rivers went through the Garden of Eden. Now, that portion, that land where one day a paradise was, and the first Adam lived, from that land there the Lord brought certain people to ask for the second Adam, for Christ. What a wonder. They came from the land where one day paradise was, where the Lord has made us good and after His image. And the paradise that we have left willingly and voluntarily, turning away from the Lord in order never to return. And oh, if the Lord had to do with us according to what we deserve, then no one would ever ask for Him. And no one would ever seek Him. But now that wonder that the Lord makes a people seeking. There we see them, those wise men from the East. Those astrologers. Those people that made their work from looking in the middle of the night to the stars and to try to read history in it and to predict the future by it. A way of living that the Lord had strictly forbidden in His word. But here the Lord draws certain of those people. It says, young friends, that we cannot sink so deeply. For the Lord is able and willing to draw out of it and to His marvelous light. It was not just a small trip they had to make. At least 5 weeks of travel, a lot of preparation when they went to Jerusalem. With the camels, with the food, with the servants, and with the presents, the gifts, with all the dangers, the heat of the day, the cold of the night, the dangers of the beasts of prey and of enemies. So it was quite a number of people and quite a caravan that came from the East in Jerusalem, asking, where is He that is born King of the Jews? What a wonder when Gentiles ask for the Lord. And at the same time, what a wonder when those that are raised under God's word or brought under God's word in truth may learn to ask for the Lord, because there is no one, nor from the Gentiles, neither from the Gentiles, nor from us, that in truth is asking for the Lord and seeking the Lord. So when now those people come in Jerusalem to see the born King of the Jews, then that means the Lord has made them seeking and asking. That they come. How is it possible that they come with that longing question? And may I ask you, has that ever taken place in your life? How is that possible? How did the Lord work that in their life? Well, they were there in the east, as always, busy in studying the stars, when suddenly a star appeared they had never seen, so bright, so nice. A special star. At least a star by which the Lord drew them, by which the Lord instructed them that in Israel was born the King of the Jews, the promised King of the Jews. And how could those wise men from the east know that? Well, children, I just told you, those wise men from the east, they had one Bible text. What was that? Well, it was the text what Balaam, who also came from that part, Balaam had spoken already in his days about a star that would come out of Jacob. And we must not forget that also Daniel and his friends, those princes, when they were led out of Judah and to Babylon, they also, Daniel was even the chief of those wise men. And undoubtedly in the fear of the Lord, he had spoken about the hope that was lying in him. He had opened windows towards Jerusalem. Oh, there was a hope and expectation. And when that was lively, when that is lively in the heart of God's people, they at moments may speak about it. And all those things were recorded in the books of the wise men. And those wise men, from generation to generation, they were asking, they were searching, they were studying. But what happened when those wise men saw that bright star? What happened? Then they did not start arguing and asking what kind of star that was. No, then the Lord brought it in their mind and in their heart. Reminding grace. And that can happen in the life of God's children when the Lord has spoken unto their heart, or when they had read something and when they had studied God's word, that the Lord brings it back in their mind and applies it to their heart. Well, that is what takes place here. Otherwise, those wise men would have never traveled that long journey to Jerusalem. They saw his star in the east. The Holy Spirit gave it in their hearts. And what happened then? The rest was canceled. What happens when the Lord starts his work in your life? Then you cannot find peace in the world anymore. Or that you cannot find peace in your outward religion anymore. Then the Lord cancels the rest that lies in the heart. And restless becomes the heart until it may find a true rest outside of self. And with that holy restlessness, there comes a longing to find it. But where to seek? We have seen his star in the east. Oh, the Lord had pointed them in that reminding grace to Judah, to Jacob. There they had to go. There they thought, in Jerusalem, I will find a Savior for my soul. There in Jerusalem, in the capital city, they did not know about Bethlehem. They did not know about Micah yet. But Micah prophesied. And therefore, behold, some wise men from the east came in, not in Bethlehem, no, they came in Jerusalem. They thought there the cradle of the king should be, maybe in the palace or maybe in another fancy house. There they come. There you see it. And we sang it. Psalter 438, that is about Psalm 19. The spacious heavens. And night by night they speak and declare the glory of the Lord. The Lord is using there an extraordinary way to draw those people from the east. And we? Now that same Psalm 19 speaks, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. We, the apostle says, have the prophetic word, and we do well that we take it thereunto as a light shining in a dark place. Is then the Lord not able anymore to work in extraordinary ways? Oh yeah, he is still able to. But the Lord has bound us to the means, and therefore we must bind ourselves also to the means, not thinking that if nothing extraordinary happened in our life and if we have not some type of special story, then it can never be true. No, the Lord works by his word and spirit. And when the Lord works in the heart, God's people, they may find their picture explained in God's word. You know what our father sometimes asked? Someone was struggling with spiritual questions. Do you have a fellow traveler in God's word? Are you now explained? Is your picture now explained in God's word? Has now the Lord explained you from his word? So no extraordinary means and ways. But the means the Lord has given us, his word. And at the same time, we ask one another, has the Lord ever shown us a star in our life? No, not a star in heaven that we could read. But has the Lord ever spoken to us in the realm of nature in this past year? Some of us have been gladdened, a calling. Some of us have been saddened and stood around an open grave. Others have been confronted with illness and weakness. What a callings in the realm of nature the Lord has sent us. Have they stopped us? Have they also made us realize that we must die and cannot die? Oh, that becomes reality when the Lord works. That comes reality when he draws, when he cancels the rest. Such a person, they walk, our fathers would say, with death in their shoes. That goes so heavy because they cannot die as they are born. And that brings them on their knees in the inner room. Has that taken place in this past year in your life? That we became a sinner before the Lord, and that a hastening was born for our life's sake. That was true in the life of those wise men. They could find no rest anymore in the stars, no wisdom anymore in their books, no rest anymore in their idolatry and the gods who have a mouth but do not speak, and have ears but do not hear. They were made going. So when now Jesus was born in Bethlehem, behold, certain wise men from the east came in Jerusalem. So not we do not read all the wise men from the east. No, there came wise men. How many? We do not know. Many people say, nowadays, and there are three kings. There were three wise men.
The one brought gold and the other frankincense and the other myrrh, but we don't know that.
Wise man from the east came. What we know is that the Lord brought him under his word. Because where did they come? Children, we do not read when Christ was born in Bethlehem. Behold, that means look, pay attention, because it is important. There lies a spiritual lesson for our life. Behold, wise men from the east came, not in Bethlehem, but in Jerusalem. The way to Bethlehem leads over Jerusalem. It's totally different with superficial religion. They start with Bethlehem and they write away, are in Bethlehem. But when the Lord works, he makes room for Christ. Those wise men from the east, they sought Jesus, but they sought him in the wrong place. He was born in Bethlehem, but they were seeking him in Jerusalem. What a lesson of ignorance. What a lesson. A spiritual life. When now the Lord brings a sinner out of that city of destruction, a Banyan's Pilgrim's Progress. That Christian did not know where he had to find and to seek. He had to be instructed. He had to be led time and again. He had to be pointed at it time and again. Where is he that is born a king? They were driven by that question. They sought him, however, in the wrong place. Can be so often true in the life of God's children too. And that law is bound on their heart, and that law, a perfect whole, is converting the soul. Where are God's people that are now uncovered? Where are they seeking him? In Jerusalem. Who lived in Jerusalem? The Pharisees and the scribes, those that kept the law, and they say, Lord, have a little patience with me, and I will do my best, and I will try to add a little thing. They sought him in Jerusalem. There were those wise men thought that the people of the Lord live. So a restless soul can also seek him among God's people, among God's servants, among the children of the Lord, thinking that they can give them anything, but they cannot do that either. And that's why they need to be brought down, to be stripped from all those means. Those wise men, they knew that the king was born, but who he was, they did not know yet. The right sight on him, they were yet missing. And yet, maybe some of us would ask, would say, that was totally wrong of those wise men. Christ was born in Bethlehem, so they had to be in Bethlehem. Shall I tell you something, beloved? I wish for each of us that we would have something of what those wise men received in their missing and seeking life. And yes, they were seeking him in the wrong place, but they were made seeking. The Lord had started his work, and in his providence he led them to Jerusalem to be instructed by his word. Drawn by that star in the realm of nature, the Lord always brings his people under his words, or his word to the mission fields, to those people to be instructed. Oh, has there ever been an asking in truth in our life? A seeking of the Lord while he may be found? Has there ever been in our life that holy unrest that we could no longer live anymore quietly in our natural life, maybe in our religious life. I don't know, maybe among us who must say, and I always knew it so good, but now I do not know it anymore. They were made going out of the east, and they are seeking it in Jerusalem. But there, secondly, they will be led by the Spirit, by word and spirit. Because how does now the Lord bring his people to Christ? By his word, by law and gospel. Because Christ is the end of the law, the Bible says. Well, now those wise men may run stuck with the law, they run stuck in Jerusalem because they ask and they don't find. No one seems to know. Then the Lord makes room for the gospel to bring them at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And the people in Jerusalem, they look puzzled. Where is he that is born, the King of the Jews? They do not seem to know anything about him. Oh, yeah? When they would be asked, do you wait for a king? Yeah, then they could answer. They were expecting a king, the son of David, that would be born, that would expel the Romans, that would get rid of the enemies, and that would climb the throne of David. They were expecting the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts, the Messiah. But who must this born King of the Jews then be? Is that maybe a son of Herod? Well, that cannot be, because that man was old, and he was so wicked that he always thought that he was in danger of the throne, and that people would throw him from the throne, that he even killed his family, even killed his own sons, and all those whom he thought were a danger for his power. Son of Herod? No, that could impossibly be. But they did not know about the king. And the darkened understanding did not know about the words of Micah. See, those wise men, we can say they were in the wrong place. But yet they had something those people in Jerusalem missed. Reminding grace brought in Jerusalem, but the Lord makes room for Christ in their life. See, hardly those wise men have placed their feet, were guided on the way of life, or the trials came already. They were expecting that everybody in Jerusalem would know and could right away guide them, those Gentiles. They would expect that everybody in Jerusalem would worship already that born King of the Jews. Ah, that can be true. If now the Lord would bring someone from outside the church into the church. If now the Lord would bring one among us who never ever heard about God's word, with a hunger and a thirst under God's word, would they then not expect that all the people in the church would worship the Lord and would be children of God? Oh, what was that a disappointment for those wise men that came from the east. And what a wonder that they did not yet succumb in the first trial of faith in their life. Oh yeah, they were shocked that no one knew. They were puzzled. New questions came in their soul. How can this be? And the prince of darkness undoubtedly would try to make them believe that they were all mistaken, that that star in the east had shown them something different and would have tried to make them return. Because what's now the work of the devil? He tries to keep God's children away from the born King of the Jews, from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he can do that in a brutish way. He can do that in a religious way. As long as there will be no rest for the soul, that can only be found in the child in the manger, in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's now the purpose the devil has. And that's why the closer the Lord leads his people to Christ, the heavier the attacks of the prince of darkness. Is there a people among us that can relate to that? The closer the Lord brings his people to Christ, and the more he makes room for Christ, the heavier, the more severe the attacks of the prince of darkness. We see that in the life of those wise men from the east, because Herod also heard about the born king and about the rumors that cannot be hidden for him in the palace. And we read he was troubled. That means he was shocked. He was startled, because he thought, now I'm in danger of the throne. And he full well realized that this king of the Jews was the promised Messiah, one that was a danger for him. And when Jerusalem hears that Herod also was notified of it, then they are also shocked. They fear more for their life, they fear more for themselves than that they fear the Lord. Jerusalem in shock. And Herod is shock. And God's children, the wise man, in shock. I had to wonder. But no one in Jerusalem seems to ask further that the Lord gave persevering grace. The Lord always does that. In the life of those wise men, they did not return yet. By the first disappointment, they did not give up yet. The Lord made them persevere and ask. You know why? Why did they continue to ask, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star. Oh, there was something in their heart that was so sure, that was so fixed. They did not say, for we think we have seen. No, they say, for we have seen his star. As if they would say, do you not remember then what Balaam one day had spoken about that star in Jacob? Do you then not remember what Daniel had spoken about him? They remained in Jerusalem. And when now Herod heard what was taking place, he called the Pharisees and the scribes. And he demanded, not he asked, not he inquired, no, he demanded of them, tell me where the Christ of the scriptures should be born. See, he demanded where Christ should be born. So Herod full well realized what this was about. Even that enemy Herod realized more than all the Pharisees and the scribes and all the religious people in Jerusalem. We would say, than all the outward church people that had heard the message already so often and that had so much head knowledge, but their heart was keeping far from it, who were only seeking it in the law. Well, there Herod demanded from the Pharisees and the scribes, from the Jewish council. And you know the Jewish council, they had something those wise men missed. Those wise men, children, I told you, had one Bible text. But the Pharisees and the scribes, they had the entire Bible that was known in those days, the Old Testament. And yes, they knew there it was written about the Christ in Micah 5 verse 1. And thou, Bethlehem in Judea, art thou little among the thousands. Out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Oh, they pointed unto Christ. They knew exactly how to explain the scriptures. They knew exactly, may I say it in the language of today, they knew exactly how God converts his people. And they knew it's so good for others. But when now Herod calls the wise men and sends them to Bethlehem, those Pharisees and scribes, they did not join them. There was no hunger and thirst, no missing and seeking and asking life. They were still so satisfied in the works of the law. They were still seeking and working their own salvation. By the commandments and by rule upon rule and line upon line, they knew it so good. They had so much Bible knowledge. And that is good. We need to know our Bible. How many people that from their very youth have been raised in the scriptures are so easily persuaded, are so quickly drawn away from the truth. You know why? Because that outward knowledge of God's word is yet missing. And that outward knowledge of the ways of the Lord is missing. But those Pharisees and scribes who had that outward knowledge, that does not save us either. That needs to be applied in the heart. That's what we see so clearly here. Pharisees and scribes would not go along, you know why? Because then they had to lay off the garment of their own willed religion. That they had to be humbled, and that they had to kneel down. That they had to give up all the resistance. Then they had to give up all their outward religion. And then they had to become a lost sinner before the Lord. And that they did not want. They were still maintaining themselves. Before God's countenance. You try that too? Those Pharisees and the scribes, they had much what the others missed, what those wise men missed. And yet now I turn it around. Those wise men had something that the Pharisees and the scribes missed. A hunger, thirst, grace. They had a longing and a missing. Those wise men had something that those Pharisees and the scribes missed. That beginning work of the Lord. Oh, should that not be our sigh in this last day of the year, O Lord, if thou did not work yet, wilt thou then start thy work in our life? Wilt thou then begin? And Lord, see if there is a wicked way. If I yet deceive myself, wilt thou then start all over again and bring me in the right place before thee? In Bethlehem Ephrathah, dear Christ, should be born. This was already the third calling that came to the Jews. The angels sang in Ephrathah's field, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards man. The shepherds have spoken in Bethlehem and everywhere where they wanted to hear. And to you is born this day the King of the Jews, the Christ. And here the third, so that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall stand every word. Here the wise men come. Where is born the King of the Jews? They don't ask, is there maybe born? Now where is he? because we have seen it. We know it for sure. But ah, there were yet so many riddles in their life. Can you relate to that? Is there a people in Cortland that can relate to that? Yet so many riddles and so many questions. They don't have all the answers yet, do they? They are themselves so often one big question. And yet, and they would say from within and without, you better give up because you're mistaken. No one knows about it. They cannot give up. Where is he? They continue to ask. The rest has been cancelled in their life. All the Pharisees and the scribes had something what the wise men missed. And we have even more than the Pharisees and the scribes. They only had the Old Testament. But you and I, we have also the New Testament. We stand behind it. We know who that born King of the Jews was. We know about his life, about his suffering and death. We know it so well. But do you know it in your heart? Because then there comes a time like those wise men that you do not know it anymore, that you are yourself one big riddle and one big question. With all that has happened in their life, those wise men could not deny it. Oh no, otherwise they would have gone back. And yet, more questions than answers. We have the entire Word of God. Do we take heed to it? Have you ever laid on your knees with an open Bible, Lord, that is thy word, and oh, I read the Bible, but may the Bible start to read me. Will thou work in my life and apply it? What happened there in Jerusalem was that those wise men were brought to the end with their own thoughts, with their own imagination, with their own works, with their own traveling, with their own thoughts that they would find him such and so in this or that way, in this and that place. Because you know what they had to learn? That the Lord works in mysterious ways. And that the Lord works in the way of the impossibilities. That the Lord works in the way of the wonder. There in Jerusalem, it had to become an eternal wonder for those wise men. If they would ever find the born King of the Jews. Children, if they would have found the Lord Jesus in Jerusalem, that would not have been a wonder, would it have? Because then they say, yeah, we've seen a star. No wonder we found him. We straight went to him. That's how modern superficial religion talks and acts. Straight to Jesus. But that's not how the Lord leads his people. From Jerusalem, where I have to die and all that is no God and no Christ, to Bethlehem. Oh, they have seen a star, and the star children give some light, eh? And that star also pointed to Christ, the morning star, in the darkness of the night of the life. But the star is not yet the sun. The star only radiates the light of the sun. They need the Sun of Righteousness. They need the Lord Jesus himself. Where is he, the born King? They don't even know his name. But they know he is the King of kings. Where is he? And who is he? Oh, that may be the question of each of us, because then we will start to search the scriptures. For they are they that testify of him. And then the Lord will safely lead them onward in the way untrod before, led by the Spirit. And thus, where I am to the end, brought to Christ. Shall we sing first?
4:15. Second, unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways, and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided, clearly I thy path may see. It is the second of 4:15. Much was the faith. Yeah, there was a crumb of faith in the heart of those wise men, wasn't there? Because faith as an object, the King of the Jews, they knew that. They were so sure. Where is he? Because we have seen a star. No doubts. But how much was that tried? They were dreaming about a king in Jerusalem, dreaming about a king in a golden cradle, in wealth, and with many people to worship. But how disappointed. Not found by man. That's how the Lord still works. But then the Lord takes care of his own work. Christ takes care, he draws his people. He drew those shepherds unto him to worship. He draws also the wise man and makes room for himself. There in Babylon, they were instructed, although they could not give it a name likely, in the royal office of Christ, because he drew them. He canceled the false rest. In Jerusalem, they were instructed in the prophetic office of Christ. They were instructed by his word. And thou, Bethlehem, there you have to be. And now they are brought to Christ in his priestly office, who humbled himself, becoming equal to man in all things. The Lord takes care of his own work, and he will finish most perfectly what he has undertaken. Oh, Herod inquired of those scribes. And then he inquires when he calls those wise men, when they have seen the star. And he did it diligently. He doesn't say, now, do you know a little bit, maybe here or there, or maybe roughly? No, he inquired of them diligently. Diligently. Very specifically. See, Herod did that in a wicked way. But those wise men were given that in a precious way. Go search diligently, the same words that wicked king said, have no rest until ye find him. Oh, he did it as an instrument in the hands of the prince of darkness, of the devil. But the Lord still used that as an instrument, as a means in his hand to bring them in Bethlehem. And thus they are led. There they go. There they leave the palace. How now to go? No maps. No planners. But the Lord takes care. Behold the star which they have seen in the east. Not a different one, no. The Lord doesn't work the one time this way and then that way, no. The same star. The same way. What does that star tell them when they leave Jerusalem? When they in obedience go on the way to Bethlehem, that the Lord shows them that he confirms his own work. And then he shows them that no one can bring himself unto Christ, but that he leads them to Christ. Star which they have seen, and they only had to follow the star. They only had to follow the word of the Lord. The Lord showed them the way. Tempted? Undoubtedly. Why does not Herod go along? Why do not the scribes and the priests? Why does not the consistory of the Jewish church in Jerusalem go along to worship the Savior, the Messiah, which they were waiting for? There was another disappointment in the life of those wise men. They also had to be stripped from religion. They also had to be stripped from piety. They had to be stripped from their expectations. And there as a poor and needy one to be brought all by themselves. They cannot do it with others, no. To be brought there by the Lord himself. Self. Or maybe the question, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon me. And behold, then their eyes were opened, they saw the star again that leads them exactly to the place. Not roughly that they had to seek, to the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with an exceeding great joy. Oh, when the Lord confirms his work, there comes a joy that is surpassing all understanding. There comes a joy in their hearts. That they cannot even bring into words. That can only be experienced as that ever taken place. And now the Lord, maybe in all the thoughts and all the attacks that you were mistaken and that the Lord never worked in our life, and when the Lord came unexpectedly, behold, and he came surprisingly to confirm his work, that there came such a joy in the heart that he still knew about us
that gave new courage. They saw the star and they went. They shall go out, Isaiah said, already with joy, and be led forth with peace. There they come to the house, the place, it says, where the young child was the place, not a stable anymore. Some time had passed by already, they were still in Bethlehem. Maybe the house of one of the shepherds, we don't know. We leave that. We don't speculate. It's not important. Most important is that those wise men entered that house, that place. And the first thing they do is they present all the gifts. No. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary. They first saw. An eye of faith, not just a child, like many in the temple when Mary and the child and Joseph came to sacrifice. But they saw the young child, an eye of faith. They saw more than the wise men. They saw more than the people in Bethlehem and in Jerusalem. They saw more than the Pharisees and the scribes. They saw who he was. And there lies an application in for their own soul. Such one is altogether lovely. Such one is so precious. They saw in that child already so much. No, they did not know yet about Golgotha and about the suffering. But they saw in that little child already all what they needed. And there in their heart there was received peace. And they shall go forth with peace, Isaiah says. And they worship. That means they end in him. They worship him with fear. Thou art worthy for such an unworthy Gentile, for such an unworthy heathen. Oh Lord, what a wonder. They worship. That means they may experience and they may confess that it is only his work. And that he has led them, he has drawn them, he led them, he brought them. Only his work. They worshipped. And they acknowledged and glorified him as the King of the Jews. And the longing in their heart that he may do the way that also unto me. Worship. They saw everything in the child. May I know him and follow on to know him. And then they opened the treasures. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. Much has been speculated about it already. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. Also pointing to the threefold office of Christ. Pointing unto his royal office, but also taking care that when they had to flee into Egypt, they could be maintained. Frankincense and myrrh for his anointing, but also for his burial. Spices. And they opened the treasures. The Lord takes care of his own work. The Lord takes care of his own children, Joseph and Mary. The Lord takes care of his own only begotten son as a young child. The wise man has seen in him all what they need and cannot miss. And they go back, and we leave that for now. And other way, being instructed by the Lord, they go back with an overwhelming heart, an overflowing mouth. They go back. And there in the country, they could not hold the peace anymore. Who knows what the Lord has done there in Mesopotamia, in Babylon. And they may proclaim like the shepherds what they have heard and seen. of this child. Where is he that is born? Does that become your question?
In this past year, longing for a missing soul, if that is not yet the case, ah, then the Lord is still the same. O Lord of those wise men, will thou work that also in my heart? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Still possible for the chiefest, the oldest, the hardest, the most wicked one. And you know, when the Lord opens your heart, each of us will say, that's me. And then the wonder becomes more and more that the Lord looks upon such a one. Where is he? Who is he? That I may know him and follow on to know him. Blessed are they who know that joyful sound. Those wise men, and they with them in happiness abound. And now they may glorify that child who also became a man of sorrow. And who is to the King of glory, at the right hand of God the Father, they may glorify and worship him forever. In the place where no one needs to ask, and to miss, and to seek, but where faith may become beholding. What bliss beyond compare, when we may thus leave the old year, enter the new, and we may thus leave life one day, enter into eternity. Then he receives the glory and worship him with fear. Amen. Almighty Lord, there lies such a fullness in thy word. And moreover, a fullness in him who is that word that became flesh and that dwells amongst us, that still wants to be proclaimed in his fullness. Lord, we acknowledge thee for thy unspeakable gift. And we beseech thee, make room for him in our life. Give that was amiss, bless that which was thine. Acknowledge thee for thy help. Go with us, the furtherance of thy day. Bring us in this evening faithfully again in thy house. And guide us in leaving the old year and entering the new one. Keep us from a sudden and unprepared death. And hear us for Christ's sake alone. Amen. 194, stanza 6, so they shall live and bring to him their gifts of finest gold. For him shall constant prayer be made, his praise each day be told. The 6th of 194. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.